All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back, but this time we're coming in with Criminal Border, First Offense, which just came out not only today in the U.S., but in Japan also. This is the first game, well, the first time the game has been simul-released, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. This is a brand spanking new, right off the presses, from Purple Software. So let's look at it. Cut off voice clips. Damn, I didn't even know you could do that now. Show BGM title. That's kind of cool. I don't remember games where they show you the name of the music. Message speed, super fast. Change color of red messages. Dialogue. All the voice characters, all the shortcuts. Oh, it's really cool. Okay. So, yeah, make sure I'm recording. We are. Well, really make sure I'm recording. Yeah, everything's good. Let's get started. All men. Okay, maybe I'm overgeneralizing. All men like me, losers with no romantic experience, no real friends, and no communication skills, will have thought it at least once. What if... No? What if the prettiest girl in the class is secretly in love with me? Or if some gorgeous girl with a huge crush on me appears out of nowhere? Basically, I want to have a girl be infatuated with me, with no effort on my part. Man, that's a pipe dream, ain't it? I'd even take that a step further. I wish I could become invisible and take a peek into a cute girl's personal life. Maybe use hypnosis to brainwash her and have fun controlling her. Oof. There's this girl I've known way back. Pretty. Horrible personality. I often daydream about violating her. Oof. I know it's pathetic, but it's not like I can make it happen in real life. I figured at least I could have my way with her in my fantasies. That's right. Fantasies. At least that's all they were meant to be. But in my room, sitting on my chair, is that hateful girl. She's masturbating furiously, paying no heed whatsoever to me as I stand beside her, slipping her finger inside herself and stirring it around. Hypnosis. Brainwashing. It's nothing as grand as either of those, but still, the power to drive a person mad with pleasure. I obtained it through a string of coincidences. The chance to make my fantasies become reality. Right now I can do anything. And yet, she's indulging herself right in front of me. All I can do is watch, dumbfounded. I watch and watch and... Criminal Border, First Offense. The bell rings. Stand up. Bow. Sit back down. The teacher leaves, and a few minutes later, a homeroom teacher enters. The day is nearly over. I get the math printout I submitted in the morning back. I got one wrong. A careless miscalculation. Iki, that's amazing! Hina... Oh, wow. Yorizuya? Yorizuya. We're gonna go with Yorizuya. Hina Yorizuya peeks at my printout from her seat next to mine. I got three wrong! She shows me her own printout, a grin on her face. Oh! Huh. My reply is indifferent to the point of rudeness. Yorizuya keeps grinning, apparently undeterred by my lack of interest. Yorizuya is the kind of girl who acts friendly towards geeks. That's not quite right. It's more like she's friendly, including toward geeks. She's nice to everyone. She chats to everyone in the class without a hint of pretentiousness and doesn't act differently towards those who can't muster a decent reply. Also, shout-outs to the developers who made the print large enough for old farts like me, because I can actually read this with ease. For that reason, a lot of people get the wrong idea, especially people like me. Maybe Yorizuya likes me, that kind of thing. For some, it doesn't end as a misunderstanding. They ask her out, full of confidence, only to get shot down in flames. I can think of at least 5 times that happened during 10th grade, 3 more in the 2 months since starting 11th grade. And those are just the ones I know about. She rejects the outgoing guys along with the geeks. You'd expect Yorizuya's popularity to turn the other girls against her, but even they like her. She's a real people pleaser. Yorizuya has a talent for charming people. She's like my polar opposite. Yorizuya points to something in front of me. It's today's homework printout. I take my copy and pass the stack back. The school day finally comes to a close. Stand up, bow, sit back down. The homeroom teacher makes for the door. I put the printout in my bag and stand up. Bye-bye, Iki. Yorizuya waves in my direction. Unable to return even that simple gesture, I mutter bye and leave the room. Yorizuya's a nice girl. She's the only one in class who smiles at me. I'm sure she'd make a great girlfriend, but I'm not going to make that mistake. Yorizuya probably isn't interested in me like that. My name is Itsuki. Not Iki. Itsuki Ninome. It's not a difficult name to remember. Even so, people are always getting it wrong. I can't be bothered to correct them. Unable to make any real friends, even the girl I'm interested in doesn't know my name. Just under 2 years until graduation. My school days seem destined to end as one big non-event. Oh, he's the man that erased his name, right? I head home after I stop at the convenience store. As I head for the entrance of the apartment complex, a long-haired girl overtakes me. It's Rin. Rick Akanashi. She lives next door, and I've known her since we were small. She heads inside without giving me the slightest acknowledgement. I don't want to go in the elevator with her, but waiting for her to leave would be a pain, and I don't fancy using the stairs. I head towards the entrance without breaking step. I wave my card and go inside through the automatic door. The elevator is already on the first floor, and Rin is inside. There's nothing for it. I don't want to wait for the next one. I'll get in with... Oh! The elevator door closes in my face. Seriously? There's no way she didn't realize I wanted to go up too. What a piece of work. With no other option, I wait for the next elevator. I'm home! I announce out of habit, but there's never any reply. My mother gets home late at night. As for my father, we're lucky if he comes home at all. I head to the kitchen and put the ready meal and salad I bought at the convenience store in the fridge, bag and all. I wash my hands and gargle in the washroom, then head to my room. I put my bag down and sit down without getting changed. A flick of my mouse wakes my PC from sleep mode. The movie I started rendering before school is done. It takes so long to do anything with this piece of junk. I really want something more powerful, but as long as this thing, a cast off from my dad, works, my parents won't buy me a new one. I'm trying to set up myself by making these movies, but I've yet to see any profit from them. Not that that's a surprise. Honestly, the videos just aren't good enough. The best I can manage are poorly made fan videos stitched together from bits of anime and other videos. I don't do any detailed editing. I thought about learning before, but I never actually do any studying. On top of that, the rendered videos almost always end up with hugely mistimed audio. It probably has something to do with my PC's low specs. To top it all off, if I don't lower the image quality, the result is a stuttering mess. It's no surprise they don't get high ratings. Hardly anyone watches them anyway. I doubt the encoding has gone any better this time. This time I tried making a video taking both the mistimed audio and jagged movement into account. The video is made up of famous scenes from anime put together at 0.5 second intervals. A video made up entirely of flash cuts. Each scene only shows for a moment, so it shouldn't matter if the audio is out or the playback is rough. I'm sure it'll go exactly as planned. I spent 2 months making it, so it better. I press play right away. I don't think that's what he wanted to see. 0.5 seconds is actually quite a long time. It's easier to tell what each anime is than I anticipated. Judging by this, 0.3, even 0.2 seconds would have been better. The stuttering is pretty obvious, too. The feeling of everything stopping for a moment. The audio's timing doesn't seem too bad. But this sucks. That's the truth of it. Famous anime scenes flash by in a dizzying blur. They're easily recognizable. So what? I cut and pasted each scene with the audio in place. The characters' voices and BGM cut in and out. The audio isn't mistimed or anything. It just sounds bad. When I was editing the video, I imagined with glee the comments going wild with speculation trying to guess what scenes from what anime were included. I've only been watching 30 seconds and I'm fed up. I'm clearly not cut out for this. I might have more luck making a video out of cuts from popular streamers than wasting my time with this nonsense. Just before I close the video, a strange sensation gives me pause. What? What's this? I'm getting hot. Sweat is oozing from every pore of my body. My breathing is shallow. This can't be good. My head feels fuzzy. My body's burning up. This is definitely bad. I have to close this video. Close. Close. Ugh. We getting a movie? No. I sit up slowly. The video is finished playing. I've been zoning out here for around 30 minutes. I feel listless. There's something crusty in my boxers. My cock hurts. I think it was three times. Three. I was masturbating the whole time I watched the video. I got so horny I couldn't control myself. I was frantically rubbing my cock through my trousers. One time wasn't enough. I kept rubbing. Two wasn't enough and I still kept rubbing. After the video finished, I came for a third time and finally came back to my senses. He came for a third time and then came back to his senses, everyone. My uniform's stained. What a mess. My body feels heavy. My head still feels a little fuzzy. What just happened to me? What's for certain is that this video was the cause. Did it put me in heat? Eh? Truthfully, I've never felt anything so good. Three times in a row has to be a personal best. There aren't even any raunchy scenes in it, never mind sex scenes, and yet I was impossibly turned on. Come to think of it, I remember reading an article once about strong flickering in an anime making people feel unwell. If this is a similar phenomenon, regardless of the actual contents, the repeated flash cuts must have stimulated my brain and put me in a state of estrus. It's like some kind of aphrodisiac. A digital aphrodisiac. No, a digital drug? I've made something incredible. Even if the video itself is boring as hell. I wonder if it'll work twice. Never mind that. Will it work on someone besides me? I want to try it out. But on who? A thought flickers through my mind. The girl with the defective personality. We used to get on so well, didn't we? No, maybe not exactly well. We played together a lot, but she always looked down on me, bullied me. She's incredibly good-looking, but for some reason she's always extra harsh towards me. She's never violent, but her words cause plenty of damage. She's called me everything under the sun, trash, idiot, useless. She's why I'm so distrustful of other people that I can't even make friends. At least 30-40% of it is her fault. I've always thought about giving her a taste of her own medicine, getting my own back. I've always vented that frustration in my dreams, but now, has the time finally come? With this video, I might be able to make those dreams a reality. It's a pretty scary thought. Say the video works on her and I get my revenge. Then what? Not to mention if I actually did half the things I fantasize about doing to her, I'd be a criminal. Never mind, what happens, happens. I want to know in any case. Was it really the video that did that to me? If it was, does it work on people other than myself? Does the effect vary from person to person? I've got to try it out. If it really does have an aphrodisiac effect, if I really have created a digital drug, it would be an awful waste to delete it. I pick up my smartphone and open the messaging app. She's on my friend list, but when's the last time we messaged each other? About 2 years back? Makes sense, we hate each other after all. Even if I send her a message, the chances of getting a reply are vanishingly slim. But the only other contact details I have are my mom and dad's. I'm seriously lacking in the friend department. There's no way I'm showing mom or dad this video. Even without the whole revenge thing, she's the only person I can contact by process of elimination. I guess I'll just try messaging her. What to write? It's been a while. Are you busy now? I'd like your help with something. Sounds kind of stiff. Whatever. I press send, put down my smartphone, and stand up. Don't need a comma there, guys. I take off my uniform and my underwear and change into some more comfortable clothes. I should wash my trousers and boxers right away. Especially those boxers. So crusty. I should probably give my boxers a quick wash before I throw them in the washing machine. I'll do it later. I check my smartphone. Surprisingly, she read the message. No reply, though. I try waiting a while. No reply. She's ignoring me. I'm not giving up that easily. You should have let it be done then. I made an amazing video. I really want you to watch it. Please. Oh, that sounds so fucking wrong, though. He does not realize how wrong that says. When you tell a girl, I made this crazy... unless she's legit interested in you because I've had that happen, she will not fucking want to watch your video because she's gonna assume it is what it is. It's already marked as red. If she doesn't reply this time, I'm going over there. Definitely gonna make her watch it. Boy, that sounds so awful. 50,000 yen. Damn! It's like, I'll watch your video. If you pay me 50,000 yen. These girls are getting smart. Oh, a reply. 50,000 yen, what's that supposed to mean? It means she wants 50,000 yen. I'll watch it, but it sucks. But if it sucks, you owe me 50,000 yen. Wow. That's way too much. And like me, she's a real celebrity, and yet she's always been oddly obsessed with money. I'd usually give up at this point, but not today. Got it. It's okay. This is gonna work. It'll have the same effect on her. We think. Oh, I hear a knock on my window. I can make out a person-shaped shadow through the curtain. I open the window and Rin comes in from the balcony. Wow. Is she Spider-Man? Is that how she got there that fast? Cash, bill, bread, charge, pay, dead presidents. Yeah, she's all about the money, folks. You could have used the door. Dough, flat rate, price, compensated dating. Oh, we know what she's about, folks. She's the future of dating, if you want me to be honest. I know some of you guys watching... Grim, tell me that's not the future. It's the future, brah. I don't want to tell my mom I'm coming to your place. She flicks her hair, a sullen look on her face. Back when we were in elementary school, sometime around third grade, Ren tampered with the board separating our balconies to make it removable. Why'd she do that again? I'd forgotten she did it, so at first I was surprised to see her on my balcony. So, this video? Yeah, I want you to watch it. It's rare for you to be so confident about something. I figured I'd give you the benefit of the doubt. She sighs and flicks her hair again. If it sucks, you really do owe me 50,000 yen, though. Don't worry, you'll love it. Ha! She laughs condescendingly. Rin's probably realized that I'm plotting something, that is. She's hoping to take the 50,000 yen after crushing my plan and my spirit. That's the kind of girl she is. But this time, I'm gonna win. Sit there. Rin sniffs haughtily and sits down on the chair. She sure isn't putting on any airs around me. She sits with her legs spread, brazenly wide apart. Whatever, it doesn't matter right now. The video player application is still open. There you go, for all you guys that wanted to see the panty shot there. The finished video is displayed on screen. And? See where it says watch again right in the middle? Click there. Rin moves the mouse and clicks. The video starts playing. She studies the screen as it flickers busily for 30 seconds or so. What the hell is this crap? She murmurs under her breath. I'm aware it's a crap video, but hearing it from someone else hurts. Did you really think I'd like this? Just keep quiet and watch it to the end. Yeah, yeah. You better have that 50,000 yen. This is torture. A look of deep disgust spreads across her face as she watches. Shouldn't be long now. Uh-oh. Rin furrows her brow. This is it. Her breathing's getting heavy. Are her cheeks starting to flush? Her pupils look dilated. This is it! This is it! No mistake. Rin's going into heat. She's not getting going into heat. God damn, man. I'm from the south, and that's a hell of a sentence. Get! She presses her lips tight together and her feet squirm. If I were to touch her right now, I wonder what would happen. I could probably do whatever I want with her right now. This, that, anything. However, I don't have the guts to do anything right away. As I stand there wondering what to do, Ren's left hand moves. It slips between her legs. She's fiddling with her crotch to her panties. She's masturbating. Rin has started masturbating right in front of me. It's exactly the same as it was for me. Before you know it, all you can think about is pleasure. Your hand moves as through it as though of its own volition. Rin's whole body shudders. Did she come already? Sure looks that way. She's shaking in brief intervals. The ever-prideful Rin just came right in front of me. But her hand doesn't stop moving. Unbelievably, she takes off her panties. She stares unblinkingly at the screen in total silence. She flaunts herself before my very eyes, not satisfied with coming just once from pleasuring herself. Her eyes gaze vacantly at the screen. Drool drips from the corner of her mouth. Self-abuse is the only thing on her mind. She's utterly engrossed, undeterred by my presence. The experiment is a success. It's not only me. A digital drug that fills you with a lust so great you lose your senses. Right now, Rin is a slave to pleasure. She comes again, convulsing so strongly that the chair moves. She probably wouldn't refuse me now. She'd accept my advances in an instant. I could fuck her just like in my fantasies, but... I can't move. I expected this to work, but now that it actually is working, I find myself dumbfounded. All I can do is stare at Rin as she indulges herself. All I can do is stare with my painfully engorged cock standing fully erect. She came twice already, but Rin isn't done yet. I'm pretty sure she put her fingers inside. She's stirring them around and around. The obscene sound is audible, even from where I'm standing. I can't see it from here. If I squatted down, I could easily take a look. My childhood friend's pussy. I could watch the girl I've known ever since I was small masturbating without a care in the world. I could watch her fingers slide in and out of her vagina. Watch her dripping with love juices. I could see it all right now, and yet, in the end, I can't move. The sight of Rin languishing in pleasure. The squelching sound of liquid. I stand motionless, savoring every sight, every sound. How many times has she orgasmed now? At almost the same instant, the video finishes playing. Rin's body goes limp and her head slowly comes to rest on my desk. She slumps face down on my desk, unmoving. Rin? No response. Is she out cold? In any case, her shoulders are moving. She's breathing. I was out for about 30 minutes. I guess I should leave her for about that long. Ah, she's awake. She pulls herself upright slowly and stands up. Rin? Ignoring me, she leaves the room. Not knowing what else to do, I follow her. Well, I guess he doesn't owe her the 50,000 yen anymore. Instead of heading home, she goes into the washroom. Is she washing her face or something? What do? She's definitely pissed off. I don't feel particularly accomplished for having watched her humiliate herself. All I feel is guilt. I went way too far. I'm glad I didn't assault her. I should apologize. No excuses. Rin comes out of the washroom. She heads straight towards me. Ow! She delivers a sharp kick to my calf. I double over on the spot. Ow! Ouch! No matter how much you pissed me off in the past, I never hit you, but you deserve it this time. You know that, right? Yes, I'm sorry. What the hell was that? I'll get you the 50,000 yen somehow, so... You're not listening. I don't give a damn about the 50,000. What was that? That? That video, of course. Are you stupid? Digital drug, I guess? Huh? At least that's what I want to say, but since I actually experienced it... Did you make that? Yeah, by accident. You made a shitty video and it came out like that by chance? That's right. And so you thought you'd show it to me and have some fun. You were planning to rape me, weren't you? Hey, tell the truth. Yes. Chicken. Ooh, she called him a chicken. I'm sorry? In the state I was in, I would have let you do it. Huh? Well, I'd charge you 500 million yen if you actually did it. 500 million! I can't just give away my precious virginity for free. Oh, you're still a virgin. Shut up, incel. Okay. I guess that's a word now we're using in these novels. Ow! She kicks me again. A stinging pain spreads right up to my shoulders. I was expecting a worse beating, to be honest. Rin is thinking about something with a serious look on her face. Huh? Is she actually not that mad? A digital drug. Ah. Eh. It could work for certain kinks. There are people who want this kind of thing. Do you know what you're saying? Hey. Yes? 50,000 yen. Sorry. I don't have it right now. I'll pay you. Huh? I'll buy that video. You what? Is that not enough? I can pay more. Hold on. What? You want to pay me? I'll let you off with a kick for setting me up. Are you serious? That video didn't suck. I can use it. To masturbate? Why are you clicking your tongue? Because you're an idiot. I can make a lot of money from that video. That's why I want to buy it. Back up. I'm uploading that video to my channel. Oh no, you're not! And then what will you do? That video is sure to get loads of views, no doubt. Imagine all the advertising money. I definitely make more money that way than by selling it to you. You couldn't. I could. No way. Sure, the effects are real and it'd probably go viral. Of course it would. A video that makes you so horny you lose your senses. It's too dangerous. It'd get deleted in an instant. Well? It'd be one thing if it was completely original, but it's basically one huge copyright infringement. Imagine the damage being used in a sex drug would do to an anime's image. If I was one of the copyright holders, I'd petition to have it removed immediately. Oh, shit. She's right about that. That's a point. Copyright. You can't monetize that video anyway. Oh. Don't tell me, you didn't think of that? I wasn't really thinking about copyright and all that. You mean you've just been making videos without even thinking about that? Just how stupid are you? I don't know what to say. Ooh, I don't know what to say. Ah! I can't monetize it. Everything I've been doing up to now. It'd be worth something if you sold it to me, though. What are you planning to do after you buy it? I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I need to think about how to sell it. Sell it? Surely it wouldn't sell many copies. It would. The actual effects are incredible. Worst case scenario, once you've sold it once, it's over. They can make as many copies as they want. Isn't there some way to make it copy-proof or something? If there is, I don't know how. This product could be more difficult than I thought. I'm sure it'd be a success, though. Product, are you already selling something else? Are you listening? Hey, what? You want to make money too, right, Itsuki? Of course I do. I want to buy a new PC for one thing. For one thing? How about we team up? Huh? Team up? Start a business together. A digital drug business. I'm sorry? I can get us clients. If all goes well, it could become a steady income stream. Just hang on a minute. Clients? What exactly are you... Are you into something dangerous? Are you gonna do it or not? What? Make up your mind. Me being indecisive is hardly the problem here. A digital drug business? The whole thing screams crime. It's just a crappy video made from bits of anime. Is that a crime? I guess not, but... Right? That's why you showed it to me, isn't it? Yes. Whatever. There's still plenty to think about. Give me your answer by tomorrow. I'll have a business plan ready by then. Huh? But... See you tomorrow. Wait. Hey! I chase after Rin as she heads back to my room. Oh yeah, don't show that video to anyone else. Not that you've got anyone to show it to. Shut up. I knew it, no friends, huh? Rin gives me a sardonic smile, opens my window, and leaves. She really is a piece of work. Not that I can talk, I was trying to assault a girl after all. That's true, he was doing that. Thank God I didn't do it. Even so, what's going on here? Far from being angry, she wants to team up? A digital drug business? Clients? Is she involved in some shady business after all? I'm seeing the dark side of this straight A student. Her dark side. I saw Rin's feminine side for sure. Just now she was masturbating right here. I'm getting erect again. How can it be this hard after I already came 3 times? Am I still under the video's influence? Maybe it increases virility as well as making you horny. In that case, there really might be a chance of making money from it. The demand is there for sure. A business. I can't think for the life of me what Rin is plotting. For now, there's only one thing to do. Guess I'll have one more tug. Okay. Your breakfast is over there. Eat it whenever you want. Okay. Okay, I'm heading out. Don't forget to do the washing. Okay. See you later. Bye. My mom leaves the living room. From the hallway, I hear the sound of the door opening and closing. There's some bread on the table. That's it. I think about toasting it, but in the end, I can't be bothered. I grab some strawberry jam and vegetable juice from the fridge, pull a plate and glass from their respective shelves, and tuck in. I bite into the jam-laden bread. I pour some juice into my glass and gulp it down. The same lonely breakfast I have every day. I can't remember the last time I tasted my mom's cooking. She leaves for work first thing and comes home late in the evening. My dad hardly comes home at all. Both of them are always busy with work. My dad treats his job almost like a hobby. Mom? I'm not so sure. I get the good impression she's working herself into the ground for a good life. We're pretty well off, in my opinion. My mom is a product developer at a famous confectionery company. From what I hear, she's involved in the development of the sweets you see lined up on the shelves in any store, the kind everyone's eaten at least once. Wait, didn't she move to a different department? We haven't had a real conversation in the last few years. I feel like I hardly know where my mom is these days. My dad's job is video related. He does CGI design, 3D modeling, something like that. His name is sometimes on the credits of famous anime and movies. Both of them earn pretty decent incomes. They have pretty good social standing too, I think. But my mom has an inferiority complex. The subject? The Akanashi family from next door. Rin's old man is a lawyer, and her mom is a stay-at-home mom, if I remember correctly. At first, my mom looked down on them. She'd say things like, women who stay home all day lack independence, but really she was just bigging herself up for working so hard. That all changed 5 or 6 years ago. Mr. Akanashi started appearing on TV. Even now, he pops up on talk and variety shows from time to time. These days, he's more of a celebrity than a lawyer. And so his wife is no longer a mere housewife, but the wife of a celebrity. Ever since then, my mom has been on this weird competitive streak, doing everything she can to make it look like we're living the good life. She's always been something of a show-off. She loves to be seen as a kind of celebrity. That's why we broke the bank to buy this apartment, despite the fact that it's far too big for us. Back when I was in kindergarten and elementary school, we used to throw house parties here pretty often. Mom stopped having people around once our neighbors became real celebrities, though. Instead, she compensates with brand name clothes, flashy cars, and so on. She spends her money on things that will get noticed by others. It's like she's working herself into a frenzy trying to outdo next door. Constantly trying to outdo next door. I can't tell you why she's so obsessed with them. Not that I know much about what kind of people they are. Still, they don't seem like the kind of people to shove their superior lifestyle in our faces. Well, Rin's personality is pretty complex, so maybe there's something going on there. Whatever the circumstances, seeing my parents' jealousy towards someone else is a difficult feeling. I get the feeling that that's part of the reason I started keeping my distance from Rin. What a pathetic feeling. My parents working frantically to outdo our neighbors. We're well off, but it's obvious we're living beyond our means to the extent that both my parents have to work almost constantly just to keep us afloat. In comparison, the family next door aren't worried about keeping up as they live a life of refinement. I'm a gloomy bottom feeder with no friends. In comparison, Rin is beautiful, gets top grades, and has lots of friends, haves and have-nots. No doubt Rin has a bright future ahead of her. I, on the other hand, will remain in the shadows. At least, I used to think that way. But I get the feeling that Rin's mixed up in something shady. Business? Clients? What? Who? What's she planning to do with that video? I should upload it to my channel like I originally planned to. It's probably the best course of action. Even if it gets ripped off immediately, even if I don't make any money from it, it's probably the safest option. I shouldn't get involved in Rin's machinations. It's for the best. I'm in Class C and Rin is in D. Despite the fact that we're in different classes, we take most lessons together except for math where we're in different ability groups. Not that we ever talk to each other. Wow, when did it open? Rin enters the classroom and sits down, chatting to one of the girls from Class D. Last month. It's not that big inside, but the interior is so trendy. Tell me more. They recommended the homemade cake, but... Go on. It wasn't that great. Not that great? Even though they recommended it? For real? We should go again together, all of us. I thought it wasn't that great. You know, hee-hee. She keeps hiding her mouth with her hand when she laughs. Watching her pretend to be classy pisses me off. Okay, so we're gonna end there. If you guys like it, we'll continue with this one, because it's kind of interesting. Like, it's also brand new, so... Yeah, figured you guys might kind of want a little more of this. It's an interesting concept. A guy makes a crappy anime video, and it turns out to be a digital sex drug. Which could be possible with stimulation? Like, visual stimulation? You could probably do that. So it makes you think. At any rate, this is the... Ooh, excuse me, guys. We're rocking a little bit there. This is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time with another great visual novel on Grim Sentai Corner, or maybe more of this one if you guys like it. I'm out.